What is up, boys and girls and everything in between? It's a new year. It's the same us. It's Bear With Us. I'm Matt. She's Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm a little rusty. I'm trying to decipher as to whether or not I've lost all my podcasting skills over the extended 2-week break that we've just enjoyed.
I'm going to say yes, you have.
Great. There we go.
I'm just kidding, babe.
I feel rusty.
Is it true when they say if you don't use it, you lose it?
That is accurate.
What's that from?
It's from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yes, that's why I love you.
Yep.
That is why I love you.
Amongst other reasons.
That and your big,
well,
you know, feet. Oh my gosh, we are off to a great start in 2021.
We survived the holidays.
We did.
Several weeks ago, if you listened to the holiday special, you know that Leah and I were in full-blown holiday mode. We were the Griswolds. We were over the top, excited about all things Christmas. And let me be the first one to say that by December 27th, I was completely over it.
I would say the 26th, I was over.
Yeah, done with holidays, got the decorations down.
Tree was down.
As quickly as humanly possible. Yeah. It was just like, okay, that chapter of the year is done. On to the new year. New Year's Eve, we didn't do anything crazy.
No, we felt like a real responsible
adult. Yeah.
No hangover. We were in Florida for work, so we were able to go out for a nice little dinner. To me, that's my favorite thing about New Year's. I like to go out for a nice dinner, get home at a respectable hour, not deal with all the morons that are out, and, you know, especially right now with COVID and everything. So we had a great time. We were in our hotel room by about 8:30 p.m.
Naked by nine.
Had some champs, hung out with Pancake, watched, first of all, we watched Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve. It was bizarre. It was weird to watch. No one in Times Square. It was just not the same. Would you agree?
Completely agree. I thought New Year's Eve was very disappointing as far as an event goes. Right. You and I made the best of it because it was just another day. But this episode of Bear With Us is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys already know how much Leah and I love Magic Spoon cereal. Over the holidays, my dad confessed to all of us that he was going to try to get healthy. So we suggested he try Magic Spoon cereal. And guess what? We weren't wrong. My dad is now a huge Magic Spoon fan because it's delicious. It's got zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. So many of you guys have asked, and now you can finally build your very own custom variety box. You can choose from the best-selling cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry flavors, plus brand new flavors, including peanut butter and cinnamon. Take it from us. We are both simultaneously addicted to the peanut butter. It tastes amazing. It's too good to be true. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. So you need to try it for yourself. Head to magicspoon.com/bearwithus to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code BEARWITHUS, that's B-A-R-E, with us at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/bearwithus. Use the code BEARWITHUS to save $5 off. We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring the podcast. During the duration of our little holiday hiatus, there were several issues that came to light. Several more ways for me to prove Leah wrong, which I'm sure you, the Bear With Us faithful, will help me do.
Yeah, right. They're always on my side.
Well, that's because...
Which is great because it's finally... You guys don't understand what I deal with on a daily basis. Him always thinking he's right. And then I have all of you guys, the amazing Bear With Us listeners, that can help back me up and say, you know what, Matt? Not up in here. You are not right. Pump the brakes.
We had a litany of disagreements. I wouldn't say any real hardcore arguments, but disagreements. And, you know, it's become our way of hammering these things out by basically just absolving ourselves of any responsibility to solve it and let you guys vote on things. So if you're not already, follow at Bear With Us Podcast on all of the Instagram, Twitter,
at
social.
Bear With Us, B-A-R-E.
Pod. There's a pod in there.
Only on Twitter.
Okay. Well, that's what I was referring to.
Well, just go to the Instagram and then you'll see everything else.
Or just go to the accurate Twitter page like I was trying to give them. And it's,
you know what? Just follow your heart, you guys. Just go where you want to go. Do what you got to do. But can I bring up the first one that makes me, honestly, you guys, I feel like I have to break up with Matt over this.
Let's go. Let's get it out in the air.
I have to break up with
you.
This
is how shallow Leah is behind closed doors.
This is not shallow. This is just the right of an American, actually anyone in the world, of a human being. My boyfriend, my partner, I found out he is one of those fucking weirdos that eats string cheese whole. He just takes a bite, holds it, and chews the top. He doesn't actually peel it. What the fuck is that about?
Here, I'll tell you what that's about. I'm not fucking 3 years old. I don't need to play with my food
it's
and rip tiny
playing.
Little strips. Yes, it is.
It's not playing.
Do they market string cheese to grown-ups? No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you a fucking grown-up? I'm a Toys R Us kid. I don't want to grow up.
Toys R Us is out of business.
Well, I'm bringing it back. I get
it's
it.
It's not that weird.
I'm a kid at heart. Okay. I like to play. I like to have fun. I don't take things too seriously like you.
It's not a matter of seriousness. It's a matter of...
Why not get a block of cheese then?
Why? Why would I would look
Why not
ridiculous
get
with a block
baby
of cheese?
Those Baby Bell cheeses.
I love Baby
okay,
Bell
so
cheeses.
Okay, so get those.
Yeah. You are the one that bought string cheese
yeah,
and then ostracized
and you,
me for how I eat it.
I'm honestly sick to my stomach
Good.
Over it.
Good.
I can't believe it.
This is it. This is the first and last Bear With Us of 2021.
Do you guys eat your string cheese like a normal human or do you chew it like an apple?
Eating a piece of string cheese whole, as you would consider it, is nothing like eating an apple.
It is.
No.
The action I'm saying.
Okay. Now is your opportunity to admit that the problem is that you are just still a child refusing to eat cheese like an adult.
Why get string cheese then? I bought the string cheese.
Okay, because it's delicious. I like
cheese.
How string cheese tastes.
I like
tastes.
To peel a string and then eat it.
That's fine, and that's your prerogative. And I in no way attacked your manner of eating.
Okay, on to the next one.
On to the next what?
Debate that we had.
Go for it. I'll let you
have
this
one.
You
have the notes. I don't remember.
I do have the notes. This wasn't really a debate. This was just more of a point that you made last night in the kitchen, which I just found to be valid. So this is not an argument. This is just
okay,
a...
Okay, then so we're on the same page.
This is more of an observation.
Matt wanted a peanut butter sandwich, and he was going to make one. I said, you know what, babe? You sit on the couch. I'll make it for you. So I'm sitting there, and he likes the cinnamon bread that we get. So I made it on cinnamon bread, toasted it with a little peanut butter. It gets a little warm and gooey. And I'm like, sandwiches just taste better when someone else makes them for you. Right or wrong?
I agree with that. I don't know. This is, like I said, this wasn't ever a point of contention, just more of a very valid observation. I can make a sandwich. You can make a sandwich. But walking to the deli across the street with the same ingredients that we have in our refrigerator is just more enjoyable somehow. I completely agree with
you. Even at home, like if you were to make me a sandwich, if your kids were to make me a sandwich, I guarantee I'd be like, oh yeah, this is good. There's just something about the sandwich getting presented to you instead of you having to assemble it yourself.
This is why Thurman Merman was a goddamn genius.
Want me to fix you some sandwiches?
Thurman Merman just wanted everybody to be happy.
I know.
And well fed.
He was so cute.
He sure was.
Biggest baby face in Christmas.
Absolutely. Do we have any other crazy points of contention?
I thought there was one more that we had. Did you write another one down?
I don't think I wrote any more down. I think
there was
these
more.
Were no. Oh,
it's magic.
This is a point of contention. We're jumping all over the place, but I'm trying to get back in the saddle, back in the groove.
I want to get on your saddle.
Well,
Giddy
if we
up,
could
cowboy.
Ever finish this recording process, there is nothing but common sense and opportunity, air and opportunity. I don't know.
Babe, you are really off your game.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I went from doing multiple podcasts each and every week to not speaking to anybody as much as possible, you included, which brings me to our next point of contention.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's why I am the man.
Okay. So Pancake had to go to the vet to get his rabies shot. He already had one. Don't freak out, but it was getting expired. So we had to get a new one. That sounds funny. Like,
yeah, so many of our listeners just panicked. They were like, oh my God, he's got rabies.
I guarantee someone would be like, oh my God, you didn't get your dog like rabies vaccinated or whatever it is. Anyway, we had, an appointment to bring him yesterday. So I was leaving the gym. I was going to pull up to our apartment and go grab Pancake. And then Matt was like, oh, how about I just bring him down to you? I said, sure, no problem. And Matt was like, you know what? I'm going to come with you if that's okay. And I thought, okay, I didn't want to tell him no, but I was going to go to Whole Foods after. But whatever, I decided to suck it up. I was like, sure, no problem, babe. Come in the car. Let's have, you know, a great time going to the vet. And he gets in the car, barely speaks to me. He gets like mad at me that I wore makeup to the gym, first of all. He goes, are you wearing makeup? I was like, yeah, I just want to feel good about myself today. Because I feel like when I'm home and I'm not at work, I never wear makeup. I just am in sweats and I feel like a bum, like a slob kebab. So I was like, I want to feel cute. Put a little makeup on. He's like, oh, you're wearing makeup to the gym? I was like, yes, I am. Anyway, we start driving to the damn vet and Matt does not talk to me for the remainder of the time we're in the car. And I was like, hey, babe, like, you know, what's new? How is your morning? What's going on? Like, tell me something. And he says, I have nothing to say to you right now.
Now that you've all indulged Leah in her version of the events, it's time to hear the absolute truth, according to me. I was fully prepared to take the dog to the vet because Leah informed me maybe she wasn't going to be home from the gym in time. So I was prepared. I was ready to go. She said, no, you know what? I'm going to make it. I decided, after having not seen my girlfriend for much of the morning or early afternoon, I said, you know what?
We spend every day together.
Anyway, I decided, you know what? Maybe it'll be nice. Maybe I'll just take a ride. I kind of want to get out of the house, got the dog, take a little ride through the city. That was it. Prior to her arrival, Leah texts me and asks, can you bring my leftover takeout from last night with you with a fork? Which I did. I feel like it was a very generous move.
Oh my God.
While also maintaining control of the dog. Get in the car.
How do you do it?
I just want to be next to my girlfriend. I don't have any goal. I don't have any mission, nothing to accomplish. I just kind of wanted to not be sitting in the house for the next hour. I do make the observation that she's wearing makeup to the gym, which to my knowledge, fucking never happens. That's okay, not to say it's
never. He doesn't pay attention because I do wear makeup to the gym.
Not regularly. My point, it was an irregular occurrence. The only time it's ever happened. I just said, interesting. You wore makeup to the gym. She said, I wanted to feel good. I said, okay. Which then prompted her to inform me that she couldn't even be bothered to wear matching fucking tennis shoes to the gym. She wore two different sneakers.
By accident.
To the gym. She took the time out of her day to make her face.
Make my face what?
Whatever what? You want Finish it to be. Sentence. I don't know. Glow up, glammed up, whatever the phrase
is. I basically put foundation on and a little mascara. It's not like I was doing a full face beat and contour and highlight. I literally put some foundation and mascara.
Regardless, that would be like me matching a tie and a pocket square and a lapel pin and just forget to put my fucking pants
not
on.
Not even fucking totally close. Babe, you are so far out. It's like, you're like psychedelic. I don't know. I don't fucking understand what's happening right now. Because I put a foundation on?
This isn't an argument. You're trying to make it a point. I don't care that you wore the makeup. I simply made note of it and said, you wore makeup to the gym today. That seems uncommon. Wasn't pissed about it. Didn't have any sort of alternative.
From that point on, he didn't talk to me the rest of the trip.
I didn't have anything left to say, which brought
you
us to this point.
In the car.
Where you said, talk to me, say something. And I did not say, I don't have anything to say to you. I said, I don't have anything to say because believe it or not, I don't need to talk 24 hours a day.
Sometimes can I get that in writing?
I just want to sit in the car and ride around with my dog and my girlfriend and be totally content.
And that's fine. I totally understand
that. But for some reason, you were like, you're mad at me. You got a problem. We're at
it's
odds.
Just nothing pisses me off more than like, you would do the same exact shit to me if I got in the car and then just didn't talk. If I was like, oh, why are you wearing a tuxedo to the dentist? You'd be like, I don't know. I just felt like feeling good. And I'd be like, okay. And then not talk, fold my arms. And then 10 minutes go by and you're like, what's up? And I'm like, I don't have anything to say. That's fucking weird.
You asked why I wasn't talking, to which I replied, I don't have anything to say. I don't know what planet
that's weird to me to be like, I don't have anything to say. Okay, then why the fuck are you here?
Because I just wanted to be around you.
I get it. I understand. You really just piss me off. But you look handsome.
That's all I got.
Are you moving out or not?
I'm moving out and I'm taking all this wonderful stuff that you purchased for me for Christmas.
You look handsome.
And you have most of the credit. I mean, the jacket, the sneakers, you know, you did a great job at Christmas. I feel like I did maybe like a C plus to a B minus this year. I wasn't impressed with my Christmas performance.
Well, that's okay. But speaking of...
I like that you didn't... thank you. Thank you for verifying my thoughts for the past 2 weeks where I'm like, I don't think she was that impressed. And even though I only bought you things that you asked for and a weighted blanket, which I thought was like a cool thing people like, cool. You literally not used it.
I tried to.
The dog uses it.
I tried to use it. I
spent $300-something on a fucking blanket for our dog to sleep on.
I tried to use it, but it was just hard to use in the bed. So I'm going to use it when I nap.
It's hard to use in the bed. So right. You're going to use it when you nap.
I'm going
to
use it because I can't sleep with it at night with all of our blankets on the bed.
Yeah. So I'm thinking after we just hit a little over the year mark, it's time for me to leave. I need to move out. I need to take my shoe rack with me.
So long. Ta-ta.
See, this is how it's been. And it's all. I think you're very okay with it because of Christmas. And like I said, my B minus performance, even though I wrote you a goddamn poem.
It was a beautiful poem.
And you were like, that's all I want for Christmas. And I'm like, that's not all you want for Christmas. I bought you all the things that you would tell me you wanted. I'm a dude and I'm bad at shopping.
You are great. And there does not take away my love for you. It does not change anything.
You didn't love Christmas. You don't like my shoe rack that I worked very hard on.
I don't mind the shoe rack. I eat my string cheese. I'm okay with the shoe rack. The shoe rack is fine.
I feel like the more and more time we spend together cohabitating, the further off the deep end we're going.
Okay, I know you're actually joking right now, but I wouldn't change anything. I mean, we've learned, I think, how to cohabitate and coexist. And it's obviously a struggle at times, especially when you're in a new relationship and trying to navigate how you do things and, you know, little tics that like drive you nuts about your partner when you first move in together. But I think we're doing well. It's been a year.
It has been a year.
How would you grade the last year?
I think it's been a great year. I just needed to find a nice, not so ham-fisted way to transition into what we wanted to talk about, which is the whole moving in together scenario, which likely most of you listening have experienced at some point. Or maybe it's something you're terrified of and we can ease your fears or maybe feed into them and maybe make you decide that you only want to live by yourself for the rest of your life.
Living with your partner either makes or breaks your relationship. Right. You agree?
I completely agree. But you were talking earlier about how that hasn't always been the case.
So my meme used to always say that.
Your meme is your grandmother.
Yeah, my grandmother. So when I was younger, it was always, you don't live with your partner until you get married. That was like how it's always been. You know, back in the day, you have to be married before you live with someone if you're following, you know, the old timing rules. However, she's changed her mind throughout the years because let's just say my sister has had several boyfriends. And when she'll move in with them, most of the time, like a couple months later, they break up.
Are you just projecting on your sister when it's actually you?
No, it's not me.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I thought maybe you're trying to be
true. You're the second guy I've ever lived with.
That's it?
Yes.
That's news to me.
Yeah. But to her credit, she moves in with someone, realizes they're not meant to be, and then they break up. So at least she's done that before she got married to them.
I agree. I think, you know how for some reason to this day, you still need a marriage license. I feel like there should be an application process. You should have to live with somebody for like 3 months before you get a marriage
license.
3 months.
It should be longer.
I'm saying minimum 3 months for the sake of licensing. Could you imagine how the divorce rate would plummet?
100%.
Because think, I imagine it seems outlandish now, but I'm sure there are plenty of people, probably somebody listening to this, who are still old school in that mentality. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like right. If you want to wait till you're married to do God knows what, more power to you. We're not judging. We're just, it didn't, you know, doesn't work for us or right. A lot of people these days. But you need to know, and you don't truly know anybody unless you live with them. And I'm talking even on like a roommate level. Right. Like I've had male roommates mostly in the past have been pretty successful. But there have been times where I'm like, I can't be around this dude anymore. Like it's fractured the friendship. Just because of the way they live, not because of their personality, but you see people on a whole different spectrum when you're living with them and you're sharing a space with them.
Imagine if I was super messy and not like,
it would have been a deal breaker.
Totally. And I would have felt the same for you. Like, I guess that's sort of cliche and stereotypical for the guy to be messy, but if you were messy and just like, it's one thing to leave your shoes downstairs or something, but to just be like dirty, like that would gross me out so bad.
You tried to shame me publicly on Twitter several days ago because of the level of my cleanliness.
Yes, that's OCD, I would call it.
It's not OCD. Just, and if you don't know what we're referring to, Leah made fun of me for obsessively folding a blanket. Maybe
on the couch.
It is a blanket. It's a fur blanket.
It's a throw blanket on the couch, okay? And I like to cuddle up with it on the couch. If I'm just, we're watching TV or a movie, I'm cuddled up. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know what? I have to urinate. So I go to the bathroom. And as I come back, the blanket's already folded. Or I walk into the kitchen, which mind you, it's all one big room. So it's not like I'm even leaving the room. I'm leaving the couch for 30 seconds to pour myself a glass of water. And I come back and it's already folded. It's like, why are you folding the blanket?
Because when this fur throw blanket is not being used by a human being and it is not neatly folded, it looks like a goddamn disaster. And it stresses me out and it feels unclean and I hate it.
But I appreciate it. I do appreciate the fact that you clean every morning. You make the bed. You pick up after the pets, your kids, your poor kids. It's like if they leave one glass out, it's like, is this your glass? Put this in the sink. Like, you're so crazy, which I like. I admire.
I could be the alternative.
Right.
Yet you still also find issues like the shoe rack that I felt I was solving a problem.
Babe, and I'm over the shoe rack. You're the one that keeps
it's still there, by the way.
Anybody? I don't mind it. I will bend on the shoe rack. I made an exception.
There we go. That's
and
growth.
I'm okay with it.
Maybe I'll stay for another week. Have you ever lived with somebody, male or female, that was just intolerable, that's just had something
so
about
me? So I'm going to blow your mind. I've never had a roommate. When I was in college.
This explains a lot. This is why you don't like being around anybody.
That's why I don't like people, because I like to be alone. I like to do things my way. I like things organized a certain way. Like, and I know that makes me crazy.
But to that point, it almost makes me more proud of what I'm able to accomplish, being able to live with you and
right.
not really having too many points of contention.
Babe, it's true. Like, it's huge for my parents to say like, oh, you're not annoyed by him, because everyone annoys me. Like, the fact that you don't annoy me, the fact that we can cohabitate and yeah, we have little spats and things like that, but it's not crazy. There's no big point of contention or anything like that. But I've never had a roommate in college. My first semester I went to URI, I had two roommates. I did not like either of them. And I, well, not that I didn't like them. They weren't people that I like got along with. And I was so shy and I couldn't just like be like, oh, hey, I couldn't strike up a conversation. I was so painfully shy. I just couldn't do it. So I would almost like drive home almost every weekend. It would be like a 2.5-3 hour drive to go home because I just didn't like being there. And then after my first semester of school, I transferred home and I commuted to school rather than living. I just can't do it. I don't know why. I just can't. And even when I first got signed like for work, I would do whatever I could to make sure I could live by myself. I didn't want to live with anyone because I didn't, A, want to get sick of anyone we worked with. And B, I just didn't trust anyone. I have like trust issues, I guess. Or like my things, my way, where I want them. I want to do things my way. It's my way or the highway.
Wow. Deep cut, Limp Bizkit. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. How do you know? Well, this is tough for me to ask you this because you've only lived with two people. In your opinion, is there a point that is reached or like a surefire sign that it's time to give this a shot? Because if you're thinking about it, you're weighing the options. Like you and I, full disclosure, weren't planning on moving in together when we did. It sort of came out of necessity and we were spending so much time away and I was moving anyway and you just kind of jumped in with both feet. But it wasn't like a discussion like, hey, we're so in love, we can't be without each other. There was circumstances involved. Luckily, knock on wood, it worked out.
Because originally I was going to move to Connecticut, right? That was the plan, right? To move to Connecticut. It was in New England, near my family. But circumstances were what they were. You had to move back to Pennsylvania. And I remember, I'll never forget, we're in the hallway at work and you found out you had to move back to Pittsburgh. Because I was starting to look at apartments in Connecticut. I was so excited. And I remember you were like, well, will you come to Pittsburgh? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's a huge thing to just spring on someone as we hadn't even been together that long at the time. I'm like, wait, and you were so pissed at me. You're like, what? The fact that you didn't even give a yes right away, like, that means we shouldn't be together. And I was like, wait, what? So like, you're expecting me to move to Pittsburgh.
But my perspective is like, hey, it shouldn't matter if I ask you to move to Guam with me.
Well, it does, because for me, I'm from New England. So to be in Connecticut, that's close to my family.
Also, you're from New England is not, that's like people being like, oh, well, I'm.
Are you kidding me? You really don't believe that that's like a thing? Because what, I would New be able England's to drive an hour and a half home to my family every weekend if I wanted to, an hour
like,
and a half.
It would have been like me. I would have been URI basically.
No. Moving to New England, that to me was a lot, an easy decision to be able to be close to my family. But then to move to Pittsburgh, pick up my entire life and move somewhere I don't know anyone. That's huge. And I was actually thinking earlier today when I was in the shower, because I knew we were going to talk about this today. Like I was thinking, when you're first with someone, everything is so exciting, right? Like you and I never really got to hang out outside of work or being on the road because you were in Connecticut, I was in Florida, and any free time we had, we couldn't be together.
Right.
Other than at work. I'll never forget the first time we hung out, like at your place, and it was so exciting. It was like, whoa, like this is so cool. We're having fun together at his house. And we just had a blast. And it made me want to be like, ooh, I can't imagine what it would be like being around him all the time.
Is there a deal breaker for you that prior to moving in with anybody, you're like, if they do this, I'm out?
Not necessarily, because I feel like everyone is sort of different. And I don't think that I would have even, picked up and moved to Pittsburgh if you weren't someone I thought I could actually really cohabitate with. It took a lot. But I feel it was perfect. Like there's no way I would have come here if I didn't think that what we had was smooth sailing.
So don't compromise is what you're saying.
Exactly.
But to your point that you made on the couch that spawned this whole discussion, you never know your partner until you live with them, because you might hate them.
Yes.
You might actually hate them as human beings after living together for a certain period of time. So if you're going to take the plunge, so to speak, be prepared. It could be the best thing you guys decided to ever do, or it could be the worst.
Is there a deal breaker on your end?
If you were messy, I wouldn't be able to tolerate it. I'm not like OCD clean. I know you'd like to make fun of me, but I'm like a pretty neat guy.
Yeah,
I like to know where my things are, and I don't like clutter, and I don't like stuff all over the table. You're a very good housekeeper. My only time I was taken aback when we moved in was I didn't realize how much stuff you have. You have a ton of stuff, and you still have a home in Florida, which has the majority, the bulk of your stuff.
Yes. Like, what do you mean stuff?
I mean,
like,
particularly your closet.
Well, clothes, that's different.
It's not
different.
Besides
clothes, what do I have a lot of?
I can't even get dressed in our bedroom.
Right.
I don't know if we've ever even discussed this. My closet is in the office. I get dressed up in suits and dress clothes for a living, and I can't even.
Well, I put a big floor mirror in the office for you so you can see. If you want to get dressed up.
Oh, that was for me.
I don't even have a floor mirror in our bedroom. I have the little
mirror.
It's
like the only room in the house that doesn't have a floor mirror.
Well, you're welcome. Also, I'm dying laughing thinking about the gift you got for Christmas when you were trying to put it out.
Yeah, let's
I'm throwing myself under the bus
right
now.
You are, because when it comes to home decor in our house, I have fucking less than zero power. I was gifted something very sweet for Christmas. I am a big fan of it. I will utilize it regularly. However, could it be displayed amongst all of our other things? Oh, well, you can do what you want. Yeah, if you like it, you can put it there, which is Leah's way of going, hide it somewhere that I don't have to look at it.
Okay, that's not true.
That's 100%
true. There's a lot of things that I put out that are yours. But there's
like
a lot of
what?
Clutter. That baseball thing that your sister got you with the whiskey.
Because it
sure,
holds a bottle
so
of whiskey.
That there.
It's
That's
functional.
That's fine. Right. And it's great. It's on display. But we can't have a million things on display. I don't like clutter.
I don't feel like we accomplished anything in this episode.
We're talking about moving in with each other. And you have to learn your partner. You have to learn the quirks and the ins and outs, the ups and downs, and go through it. And that's how I think you truly know if you can be with somebody. But if you don't live with them and you don't get time with them like that, how do you know?
I agree.
Like long distance relationships. Sure, everything's perfect on the phone or when you see each other for the few times a week or a month or however often you see each other if you're in a long distance relationship or if you don't live together. It's great. But then when you're like, oh, they're brushing their teeth. So like this little things that might bother you about somebody, or like when they brush their teeth and the splatter goes all over the mirror, or like random things like that, that might piss you off about. You don't know until you live with them.
I'm putting you on the spot. What's something about me that drives you nuts? It's not a deal breaker, but something that you're like, oh, I can't fix it. I can't change it.
When you leave in the sink, like not dishes or utensils, But if you wash off a plate and then all like the food residue is just in the sink and you don't like wash it out and put it down the drain, that drives me nuts.
I know it does. And that kind of drives me nuts too, now that you've pointed it out. And my biggest problem is we don't have a freaking sprayer hose on our sink in our kitchen, which is
what's the weirdest prehistoric thing I know that bothers you.
You're pretty easy to live with. I kind of, there's really nothing that stands out to me.
There's got to be something that bothers you.
Just your weird obsession with hiding half-eaten snacks in places throughout the house. I'm pretty sure we covered that. But when I open up the utensil drawer because I need a ladle and there's a half-eaten snack bar or a Pop-Tart. Yeah, that's a little strange, but no deal breakers. I know we had the best of intentions this week to give people some sort of guidance or advice based on living situations. But let's be honest, it's the first one of the year. We failed at it.
Well, do we ever give guidance?
That's
I don't
true.
Think so. That's I think we just kind of say our experience and how we go through things, if it helps you or if it just is something you can relate to, that you realize, oh yeah, maybe I need to live with my partner before I realize like we're not meant to be.
Guys, don't go ring shopping until you've got a name on a lease. There's a little advice for you.
This episode is sponsored by Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their acne seriously. Prescription acne treatment really works, but it's hard to get. You have to take time off work to see a doctor and sit in line at the pharmacy for your medications. Until Apostrophe. Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You'll get treated immediately and your medications are delivered to your home. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history. Then just snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan tailored just for you. The best part is that Apostrophe offers topical and oral medications so you can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside in. Apostrophe treats acne and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. Just got through the holiday season, had a lot of stress going on between family and traveling for work, and I'm so grateful that I had Apostrophe to help me out when a little pimple would pop up. But because I had my Apostrophe, it helped me out. And the best part is I didn't have to worry about going to the pharmacy or waiting in any lines. I did it right from home on my phone.
If you're ready to check out Apostrophe for yourself and get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist, head to apostrophe.com/bear and use our code BEAR. That's B-A-R-E. This code is only available to our listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/bear, click begin visit, then use code BEAR at sign up, and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's Apostrophe, apostrophe.com/bear, and use that code BEAR to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. What's in the mailbag?
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my little tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail!
I was kind of hoping in 2021 we'd have a new mail song, but alas, my dreams for the year have been dashed.
You're welcome. Question number one, honey. First of all, the podcast is dope. For the past several months, I've been struggling with mental health and myself after sexual assault by somebody who was supposed to love me forever. After 9 years, I finally decided to divorce because I can't take it anymore. But I'm struggling. My decision is final, but I'm scared, actually terrified, of this next step. I've been dealing with depression and anxiety and going to take the next step. But why am I so scared? Why am I struggling so bad? Why am I freaked? I think I might start trying antidepressants, but I'm not sure yet. How do you get through these next steps after so much bad?
Wow. I think maybe somebody a little more qualified than us should speak to you regarding these issues. But off the top of my head, having been through a divorce, it is the worst thing that I've ever been through in my life, the process. Because you go from this image in your mind of the happy family that with the fence and the perfect life. And then you slowly over a period of time for me came to realization that that wasn't the case, that I might've had the structure needed and all the elements in place, but the happiness wasn't there. And if we're not happy, nobody's happy. Not to freak you out, but it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. The trick is having people that you can talk to, speak your mind to openly, whether that be a therapist or a best friend or somebody that you can just get all these feelings that you have bottled up, and you'll be shocked at how many people can relate to you and how you're not on this island unto yourself and you're not a horrible person or a failure or didn't do it wrong. It's just life, man. And when you look at it like that, it makes it all a little bit easier to swallow. It's a not an uncommon thing these days. It's actually more common than successful marriage. People get divorced. It happens all the time. So just don't beat yourself up over it. Get yourself a good support system and do something to just try to keep your mind off of it when you get stressed and anxious, like try meditation or something of that nature.
Yeah, I think it's important to talk to someone, and there's no shame in going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, whatever it is, someone that you want to talk to or need to talk to. There's no shame in that. So I think that that's perfectly okay. And you need to acknowledge the fact that you're getting out of a situation that is not a good one. So the fact that you're even taking the steps to get out and you recognize that you deserve more and you deserve better, that's a big step in and of itself. So acknowledge that. Acknowledge that you realize you deserve more. Just try to talk to somebody. And it's like Matt said, it's going to get hard before it gets better. But there's no shame in anything you're going through. You just got to keep pushing through because it will get better.
Learn from it. Don't let it define you.
Question number two, honey. Hey guys, love the podcast. Y'all crack me up. So I'm just wanting some advice from y'all. My husband and I are both 31 years old and have been married since we were 19 years old with three children. I suffer from arthritis all over pretty badly to the point sometimes I can barely move, let alone get out of bed. I try to manage it as best as I can. My husband doesn't initiate sex anymore because he says he's worried that I'll be in pain the whole time and he wouldn't be able to get it out of his head and really into it. I told him flat out that if I'm in too much pain, I would tell him. He knows that it's rare that I'm not in some type of pain, but I don't want us to not just have sex ever again. I always told him that when my pain is at a minimum while we're having sex, I'm not hurting because I'm not thinking about the pain. I'm enjoying our intimacy. Do y'all have any suggestions to help my husband to be more comfortable with the situation?
I don't have any suggestions for your husband. I have a suggestion for you. Initiate it. Coming from a guy's perspective, especially when you're in a relationship for a long time, you guys have been together many years, you have a beautiful family together. Guys learn, we're like animals. It's trained behavior. If Leah does a certain thing, I know, okay, she's in the mood. She's in that. Conversely, there are a lot of things that she does that I go, okay, tonight's not the night. Whether that's always accurate or it's right 50% of the time, all we can go with is what the past has taught us. When Leah climbs in bed with sweatpants on, I'm pretty much resigned to the fact I'm not getting laid that night. She goes, well, that's not the case. And it might not be. But the signal that I receive as a male, my male brain goes, oop, sweatpants on, not tonight. Maybe your guy has been trained or experienced or is used to having negative experiences because of your pain and your situation where he's like, you know what? She's sore all day. Last time she was anything like this and I tried to go near her, she didn't want anything to do with me. So maybe if you want to spice things up, you take the initiative and just verbalize it. Because I guarantee you he's not going to go, oh, well, I'm a little tired. If this is something that you guys are both going, hey, I wish we could do more, but he's worried about making you uncomfortable. Just tell him, like, baby, it's Saturday night. The kids are asleep. We're getting after it. I need this. And if he's a willing partner, if he's a good partner, he should go, let's get after it.
Yeah, I agree. Communication. Communication is key. And there's no shame in being like, oh, like I'm feeling great. Let's do it. Like it's okay, especially as a woman, to voice that and to, like Matt said, initiate it.
I wish it would happen more often because there have been times, I mean, it happens semi-regularly where Leo will go, oh, last night I was kind of feeling something, but you were...
Okay, don't act like I don't initiate.
No, I'm not saying, I'm not trying to put forth that image. It's not like a comment, like a regular, it's not an issue.
Right.
But it's an occurrence. It happens from time to time where usually the next morning you'll be like, oh, we were having so much fun last night and then you just fell asleep. Like, sure, because if it's in my head that this is where the night ends, we're just laying in bed watching Married with Children and having some laughs and all right, I'm going to drift blissfully off to sleep. But if you go, hey, baby, I'm feeling some kind of way. It's my job to go, all right, let's take care of that.
Right. And you don't even sometimes need to say it. Just show him. Do something a little sexy for him. And I'm sure there's no way that he's going to be like, ah, not tonight. Like, come on. You got it, girl.
That is the mailbag. Refill it. BearWithUsPod@gmail.com. More questions to get to in the next few weeks. We've got some, but we like having a full mailbag. I like to have options.
Love options.
And our first episode of 2021 is nearing its end. I'd say we stumbled out of the gate into the new year, but I think it was fine.
New year.
Same
us. Old us.
Yeah.
Speaking of old.
Pretty sure Leah's having a stroke. So we'll be back next week.
Oh my gosh.
Goodbye forever. This is why Thurman Merman was a goddamn genius.
Want me to fix you some sandwiches?